74 HKX Mobile.
HKX 74 DJW Mobile. Good afternoon. Just barely 14 minutes into it. You have a good weekend?
Running around trying to get my grandfather's van fixed, but I'm having a good weekend to start to.
Zone and looked up all the parts it would take to fix my truck just for a regular tune-up and a battery. You know, batteries are $214 now for a lead-acid battery. That's kind of expensive. Anyway, $400, so I decided to run the diagnostic on there, and it said number one cylinder wasn't firing, so I decided, well, pop the hood and see what it looks like. There was an acorn beside the number one spark plug wire shooting too. So this is going to be an easy fix. A battery and a set of spark plug cables.
Which gets the sink up there. Well, that's good news. An easy fix.
Dig something. Getting that, I took the number one spark plug wire off just to make sure there wasn't any plastic parts that were going to crumble in my hand, so that while I was out picking stuff up, I could pick up other stuff. And, you know, they got retainer plastic pieces on them now. Well, they did in 96. I don't know what they have on them now. But, and I almost broke that thing getting it off, but I was able to get it off without doing that. So as long as I can get the old set of wires off without damaging anything and put the new set of wires in and put a new battery in it, I should be good to go again for another 30 years.
Hope that is the case, because things are getting mighty expensive, just like that battery. I had to put two of them in the Excursion a couple months ago, and it was almost $500 for two batteries. I was like, man.
Paying high dollar for batteries, I'm paid that much for a battery you can put in your back pocket. It'll fly a multirotor for a long period of time. Lithium polymer batteries are a whole lot more expensive than lead acid. So I'm somewhat conditioned to, batteries don't come cheap. Batteries are expensive.
I get that, but just an automotive battery, you know, like you said, a lead acid battery. Wasn't expecting it to be that expensive. Now, when you get into the lithium and stuff like that, yeah, I expect that. But it was just a surprise.
I don't remember how much I used to, I think I used to pay $50 for a Sears Diehard. Back when I was buying batteries, I don't buy batteries anymore. I don't use the cars enough to go through batteries that much. Amy usually gets a new one by the time batteries wore out. And mine, I don't hardly ever use it. It stays inside so it doesn't get cold. This is a 2017. It's still got the original battery in it. And it still starts really good, really fast, no issues. Knock on wood. That could change any time, you know. That could change tomorrow.
May have just jinxed yourself by saying that. You know how that goes.
Yeah, gotta have batteries. I buy batteries off of Amazon now, double A's and D's and that kind of stuff. Just try to keep them stocked, regular. Where I used to just scrounge batteries in the house all the time. Now I just, instead of scrounging, I just keep them stocked.
And with everything that just happened a few months ago, I'm sure there's quite a few more people doing that.
Expensive stuff already that I planned on getting that could be impacted in the near term. So I don't think I'll have any more big purchases. I was getting close to a new computer purchase, which would have been expensive if it would have been a double, if the price would have gone up double. But that's done. That should do me for 4 years easy. So I'm good there. I got a buddy that did that with a car. He just went, just take care of those things now while it's a known quantity before it gets into that area where it might not be a known quantity anymore.
Are things getting cheaper or easier to get your hands on? So 9 times out of 10, it's more expensive and harder to get. So if you're looking at something, now is the time, if you can afford it at all.
Pack it out and get it. Well, I'm going into the auto parts store to get my parts. So if you're still on the road when I get out, I'll see you then. If not, Merry Christmas at K4HKX 34DJW.
I probably will not. I'm almost to my destination, too. But Merry Christmas to you, too, Dave, if I don't talk to you again. And good to hear you on here, and glad it's going to be a simple fix for you. K4HKX. cleared. 7-3.